You know, I'm a young pastor, associate pastor. I never preached on a Mother's Day sermon. Thank you, Brother Dan. I still, like I said, we're real professional around here. But I have taught on a couple ladies. I spoke about Hannah. Hannah's probably one of my favorites when I think of thinking about a virtuous woman. All the stuff she went through, but I've already taught on her. I think about Mary Magdalene. I mean, that's humbling. Mary Magdalene was Jesus appeared to her first. The lady that was possessed with seven devils. I love that. That just lets you know how loving the Lord is. She's also the one that is mentioned in all four Gospels as searching after the Lord consistently. Thankful how much she was appreciative of what God had done for her. But, you know, I've been praying on it. And, you know, I read Proverbs every day. Read my Proverbs, you know, the day goes along with the proverb. And if you do that, and sometimes it comes on in a month where there's 31. Well, this is actually a month where there is 31 days. But not all months have 31 days. So sometimes I skip over Proverbs 31. Just being honest. The first comes, I'll just go right back to Proverbs 1. I won't read Proverbs 31. But Proverbs 31 is the virtuous woman. So I put something together on Proverbs 31. If you'd turn there, I'd much appreciate it. Father, I thank you, Lord, Lord, my mom. Lord, I thank you for my wife. Lord, I thank you for each and every person in this church. Lord, the precious women. Lord, the precious men, Lord, who their moms have gone and their wives have gone. Father, I pray you speak to our hearts today. Lord, and only the way your word can. Lord, I thank you, Lord, for saving my soul. Lord, I thank you, Lord, for just the opportunity, Lord, just to brag on how good you are. Father, thank you for this example of what a virtuous woman is. And Lord, in your holy scriptures. And I pray these things in Jesus' name. Amen. Proverbs chapter 31 is the last chapter in your proverb. Solomon in all his wisdom, talking about wisdom and knowledge and understanding and things that you should take into yourselves and things you should leave behind and things that you should gather and things that you shouldn't gather. He brings that all to a conclusion. He sums it up with a woman. And this virtuous woman. This definition of virtue is strength. Power. Some translations have it as morally good, which I don't think it does it justice. I don't think you can be virtuous if you don't know God. Virtuous is a godly trait. Virtuous comes from the Lord. Virtue, the Lord said when that blind lady come up and grabbed, or the lady with the blood with the had the issue of 12 years touched his garment, he says, I perceive that virtue has gone out of me. That came out of the Lord. He knew it. Strength came out of him. Add to your faith virtue. That's something that deals with God. That Bible says in Proverbs chapter number 31 and verse number 10, it says, who can find a virtuous woman? For her price is far above rubies. You know what? You're going to have to search high and low to find a virtuous woman. You know what? She's worth something. She's worth something. I looked up. It says her price is far above rubies. I looked up. The four most expensive stones are diamonds, rubies, emeralds, and sapphires. And the Bible says her price is far above those. You know, I looked that word up in the Hebrew, Brother Dan, that word far. It means long ways. You know, deep thought there, I know. It means a long ways. You know what? I remember we was looking in Prineville. John Wagner took us out to look for some agates. Look for these precious stones, these mossy agates. And you had to go down this road, all the way out this road, take a left. And did you go with us out there? Yeah. And then you parked here and went this way and through these woods this way, down this hill, over this edge and under this cliff little edge. And there's where these moss agates. I'm just talking, you got to search for some things to find them. She was priceless. This woman's priceless. I tell my boys, I told them both, I says, it's easy to find a Proverbs chapter 7 woman. You got 7 days in a week. There's a Proverbs chapter 7 woman for every day of the week. But there isn't 31 days in a month. It's a lot harder to find a Proverbs chapter 31 woman. But this church is full of them. Solomon, in all his wisdom, never found one. He had 700 wives, 300 mistresses. He never found one. I mean, she's rare. She's priceless. Bible says the heart of her husband does safely trust in her so that she'll have no need of spoil. You know what? She's priceless. Her husband trusts her wherever she goes and whatever she's doing. You know, he doesn't have to worry about her flirting like the Proverbs chapter 7 woman. Proverbs chapter 7 woman, the husband's, she says the husband's gone away and taken a bag of money with him. I don't mean to get, you know what I mean? You can read it. It's right there. The heart of her husband does safely trust in her so that she'll have no need of spoil. You know, she's not worried about spending, he's not worried about her spending all the finances. No need of spoil. He trusts her. Safe. You know what that is? I got a couple of safes at my house. You know what I put in there? I put in them all my valuables. That's what this lady is. She's valuable. She's priceless. She's safe to her husband. What's the value of honesty? What's the value of safely? What's the value of trusting? It's priceless. You can't put a price on that. She will do him good and not evil all the days of her life. Verse number 12. Put a price on that verse. Even when the worries come, financial problems, the stresses of life, arguing. I heard a preacher say it once, I can't coin it, but he says, me and my wife don't fight. We just have intense moments of fellowship. I said, I like that. I'm going to use that. I laughed really hard at that one. But she'll do him good and not evil all the days of her life. And we're thinking how she can just be a blessing to her husband. And a lot of women like that. Especially to undeserving husbands. You know what? She's priceless. Verse number 13 says, she seeketh wool and flax and worketh willingly with her hands. You know what? She prepares and she's proficient. She seeks value and not vanity. She's got wool and flax and she makes stuff. You know that wool comes off a sheep. I don't know if you've ever had sheep or been around sheep, but sheep, that wool gets kind of nasty. I'm going to say this, she doesn't mind the smell of sheep. Amen. You'll see that to be true as we keep reading. This is a working gal. A shepherd, mind you, shouldn't mind the smell of sheep neither.
That's right.
Careful the ones that don't like the smell of sheep. Because a shepherd's going to be out there with the sheep. And this lady's seeking after that wool. Seeking after that flax. She's going to make some line. She's going to make some rope. She's proficient. Blankets, clothes, rugs. She's seeking it. She's going to try to get a good deal. Ain't nothing wrong with that. She's not wasteful with the money. She's seeking after it. She's going to try to get a good deal. She sows, spins, weaves, sells, buys, bargains, and travels. And she works willingly with her hands. This is not your commercial cosmopolitan lady. Your Vogue commercial lady. She's not the one you see on the cover of that. You might see her on the cover of Farm and Garden. You know, but I promise you, it's got nothing to do with Hollywood. Verses 14 and 15. She is like a merchant ship. She bringeth her food from afar. She riseth also while it is yet night and giveth meat to her household and a portion of to her maidens. You know what? She provides and she prepares. She's looking after her household. She's thinking of others all the time. She's getting up early before the sunrise, while it's yet dark. She's thinking of her husband. Husband's got to work all day. She said, man, I better get him a meal. She's going to feed the kids. Send them off before school. Amen. That's what my mama did. I never went to school hungry. She always provided. Always got up early. Always woke me up. Always had clothes on my back. You know what? She's making meals for the maidens. She's doing it for the hired help. Notice that's not the other way around. That's the way we do it. Maidens are going to have to work hard. And she's going to feed them. She's taking care of the caregivers. Verse number 16 says, she considereth a field and buyeth it with the fruit of her hands. She planteth a vineyard. You know what? She's proficient and she prepares. Whose money she use? She used hers and her husband's. Amen. I amen myself on that. He trusts her. We just read that. Not just a man's job to do all that. She's looking out. Is this God's word? I didn't write the book. This is God's word. She considereth the field and buyeth it with the fruit of her hands. She planted the vineyard. Well, she's smart. She knows a good deal. And she bought it. She's not wasteful with the money. She invests. She's seeding in vision there. Turn over to Proverbs chapter 24. Just one page over, one or two pages over. Proverbs chapter 24 and verse number 30 says, "And I went by the field of the slothful and by the vineyard of the man void of understanding. And lo, it was all grown over with thorns and nettles and covered with the face thereof, and the stone wall thereof was broken down. Then I saw and considered it well. I looked upon it and received instruction, yet a little sleep, a little slumber, a little folding of the hands to sleep. So shall thy poverty come as one that traveleth, and thy want as an armed man." This is probably the field that she says, "You know what? I'm going to buy that field." That guy didn't want to take care of it. I think I'm just going to go ahead and buy it. That's a good field. She's going to rebuild the wall. Replant the vineyard. Restore the field. Probably told her husband, "You know what? I just bought a field. I'm going to need you to plow it." He goes, "All right. I'm going to need you to rebuild that wall too." All right. Amen. Amen. With the fruit of her hands, she planted the vineyard. You know what she saved? She saved the seeds and she saved money. She saved those seeds from the year before and she went and planted them. And she saved enough money to go buy that field. And she spent some of her husband's money. It's their money. It's her money. Amen? I did some job up here for this Red Truck Farm. And they live right up there over there by... Anyhow, they grow all organic produce. And you know who worked there? A whole bunch of ladies. And they got all these greenhouses just for a long ways. A whole bunch of them. And they sell all their produce all Ridgefield. And it's just a bunch of ladies working there. But you know, they got the guy, he's plowing all the stuff. But it's pretty neat though. And these ladies, you know what? They're not your Hollywood ladies. They got some dirt underneath their fingernails. She plants a vineyard. She's not scared of working. She's going to get in there and get her hands dirty. Praise God for women that get in there and get their hands dirty. Probably got a broken nail. Verse number, chapter 31, verse number 17. Says, "She girdeth her loins with strength and strengtheneth her arms." You know what this lady is? She's powerful. She's a strong woman, mentally and physically. I mean, she'd have to be to do all these things. You know, my job is pretty hard. I've reaped what I sow. You all know what I do. I do masonry for a living. It's hard work. There's been no women in my trade. None. But can I say this right now? My wife, God is my witness, will work circles around me. I'm not even playing. It's an ongoing joke. So 20 years we've finally been married and we finally took a anniversary this year. You know what we did before that? Clip sticker bushes. I will choose my wife and my mother-in-law over any of you guys clipping sticker bushes. That's a fact. They're like, "No, you want, no, I want my wife and her mom. That's what I'm taking." Cause I'm like, "Are we done yet?" "So we can just get this last little patch right here." I'm like, "I don't want to." I'm being honest. Work circles around me. And most all your wives are the same. You know this to be true. I know some of these women in here work hard. I'm looking around these women. You women work hard. And we show up and we work 8 hours and we come home. "Oh, I'm tired. I need food. I'm going to go to bed." You play the sick card. You know what I'm saying? work circles around me. I remember Sean Tabb's wife. You know, like I said, I mean, there hasn't been any woman that's ever laid block that can do it for whatever. And I don't say that. It is what it is. It's right. But I seen Sean Tabb's wife when we were in Prineville, and they have this place called Chimney Rock, and it was a 2-mile hike, and Sean Tabb's wife in one of them car seats, you know, the car seat pulls out of the little locking piece that you gotta put in the car seat, you know what I mean? It's a separate car seat, and it's got the little handle like this that you fold up, you wanna know what we're talking about? She carried that baby like this, 2 miles up this hill like this. And I was just like, I remember thinking, I couldn't do that. And she didn't even complain. I mean, I'd have been like, oh man, I mean, no, we're going to stay down here by the car. But she carried that kid all the way up there, man. Strength to her arms. I mean, it's unbelievable. I couldn't carry a rock that far. You know what, her loins are girt with strength. Without a doubt, her strength comes from the Lord. She can do all things through Christ which strengtheneth her. Philippians 4:13. She knows the truth. Her loins are girt about with truth. She knows God. She's a saved, born again woman. She's praying for that strength. She's powerful. Verse number 18, she perceiveth that her merchandise is good. Her candle goeth not out by night. You know what? She's proficient. The stuff she has made and the stuff she has is good. You know, it's merchandise. It's worth something. She's buying and selling. Probably this vineyard fruit that she planted in verse number 16. Look at this. She perceiveth that her merchandise is good. She's looking at her works. She's not looking at the works of others. She's examines herself. That goes for you too, man. Look at your own work. Examine yourself. That's what she's doing. She perceiveth that her merchandise is good. Her candle goeth out not by night. You know what? She works late nights sometimes. And she gets up before the sun comes up. You know, I hate those time of year. You go to work when it's dark, and you come home when it's dark. Right now, you get kind of thrown off. You're like, it's 10 o'clock already. You're like, I gotta go to bed. It's still light outside, you know what I mean? And this lady, she works circles around most men. Hands down. She's going to let her light shine. She layeth her hands to the spindle and her hands hold the distaff. She stretched out her hand to the poor. She reacheth forth her hands to the needy. You know what? She provides. 4 times her hands are mentioned in these 2 verses. She's proficient in verse number 19. But in verse number 20, her hands are stretched out. They're stretched out. You know what that is? That's as far as they go. And then some. And they're reached out. She provides for the poor. You know what? She cares. She's going to give her money. She's going to give her time to those people that are poor and needy. She can give food, clothes, groceries, and she's probably going to leave the corner of her field to those that need it. That's it. She provides for the needs of others physically, not just spiritually. That's that hand. She's willing to give her hand. Her hand to the poor. Always. Always you're going to have the poor with you. That's what the Lord said. So she gives her hand, but she gives hands to the needy. You know what? Some people ain't poor. Because the poor we're always going to have, but some people just needy. Some people just fell on bad times, hard times. And they just need a helping hand to get back up on their feet so they can start taking care of themselves again. Does that make sense? I mean, I've given testimony of that. I called 2008, I called it a depression. Everybody else called it a recession. Yeah, because it didn't affect you. I do masonry for a living. That's the first thing that got cut. I was needy. And I need some help. And some people help for that. Praise God for them. You know what she does? She provides. Verse number 21. She is not afraid of the snow for her household, for all the household are clothed with scarlet. You know what? She's prepared for the extremes. She's not afraid when extreme happens. She's calm. She's relaxed. Why? Because she's prepared for the snow. She got blankets stacked up. She's got the wood stacked up. And it's covered. She's got clothes for everybody. And they're clean. And they're made of the wool that she'd been seeking after in the previous verses. You know, she's prepared. And that scarlet, you know what that scarlet is? That's those, that garment that sticks close to you, that holds in the heat. And everybody in here been in a power outage? And I was thinking about some of those when I was a kid. I remember one time I was starting to remember the year, there was a big ice storm in the 80s that hit Troutdale, and we lived in Gresham at the time. And we had this little downstairs room that we had to wall all off with all blankets and had this fireplace going, had to get the snow and melt the water. I mean, it's like over a week. You know what? My mom, we always had food. Always was warm. I'm still here today. Praise God. And I look back and go, that's kind of fun. We had one out here a while ago. I think we lost our power 5, 6, 7 days. I don't remember what it was. Praise God, I got a generator now. This poor lady didn't have one. But you know what? The Lord blessed us. Wife made up some hamburgers. I go out there and I said, we didn't cook too much on the stove, but you know what? I fired up the barbecue. Always had warm clothes. God's always provided. Praise God. My mom. Verse number 22. She maketh herself coverings of tapestry, for her clothing is silk and purple. You know what? She's proficient. There's not a slothful bone in this woman's body. You know, she's making stuff. Clothing, silk, and purple. She's comfortable. She's comfortable when it's warm out. And she's comfortable when it's cold out. Physically and spiritually. Now, purple, that's a royal color. Royalty and wealth. That silk, that's a soft, smooth. Feels nice when it's on you. Makes you comfortable. Verse 23 says, her husband is known in the gates when he sitteth among the elders of the land. You know, I think of Pastor John Wagner up there in Prineville. He's got his wife is definitely a virtuous woman. But every time I've been out to eat with Pastor John Wagner, every time I go out to eat with him, somebody comes up and says, hey, how you doing, John? Hey, how you doing, Pastor Wagner? Hey, how you doing this and that? Hey, I mean, one time it was like 3 times in a restaurant. Hey. You know why? Because he's out there and he's witnessing to these people. He's active in the prison. He's active in the lands. He's active in his community. And people know him. Love Brother John. Verse number 24. She maketh fine linen and selleth it and delivereth girdles unto the merchant. You know what? She's proficient. She's making stuff. She's making money. Verses 13, 18, 19, and 22. You know what? There's nothing wrong with that. If you got a talent, like you could paint, there's nothing wrong with selling that. There's nothing wrong with using your talents for the glory of God and making some money off that. Right? She perceiveth that her merchandise is good. She maketh fine linen and selleth it and delivereth girdles unto the merchant. People want what she's got. People want it. Her merchandise is good. She's got quality and she's got quantity. You know what that is? That merchant's going to take some. And he says, you know what? I don't want one blanket. I want 10. But because I buy 10, you got to give me one for free. And she goes, all right. And then he's going to take that. This is business, folks. It is. There's nothing wrong with that. Because she ain't going to have to do all the legwork to sell just one and one and one and one. Oh, yeah, I'll make 10 and sell them to you. You bet I will. And then he's going to take them and he's going to make more money. That's how it works. That's just simple business. And she's okay with that. And her husband's okay with her doing that. Because she's a virtuous woman. That's good business. That's job security. Verse number 25, strength and honor are her clothing and she shall rejoice in the time to come. You know what? She's priceless. Strength and honor, you know what? That's spiritual clothing. Meek and quiet spirit. 1 Peter 3, 4 and 5. That's spiritual adornment. She shall rejoice in the time to come. You know what? There's not a lot of rejoicing when you're working as hard as she is. But there is satisfaction in getting stuff done. That task. You know what? She knows winter's coming. This is how I imagine this lady. She knows the winter's coming and she's going to get out. This isn't the lady that's out there working in the vineyard wearing her purple. Because that's that royal color. But when the whole house comes in and the snow's all coming in the house, she's going to say, you know what? Now I'm going to put on my best where nobody sees it. And now I'm going to relax a little bit. And now she's going to sip her cocoa. That's not Bible, by the way. It's just how I imagined this lady when I was reading it. Now she's going to sip her cocoa. Now she's going to rejoice in the time of all the stuff that she had done. And the Lord had blessed her and she went on. Her family's safe. And she can rejoice and relax a little bit. Not all times are a time to rejoice. Ecclesiastes 3 will teach you that. She openeth her mouth, verse number 26, with wisdom, and in her tongue is the law of kindness. You know what? She's perfect. James 3:2 says, for in many things we offend all. If any man offend not in the word, the same is perfect man. The same is a perfect man, and able also to bridle the whole body. You know, this is one of the most remarkable verses about her. She's charitable. You know, I think of Hannah. Hannah going through all that stuff that she went through with Penina, vexing her sore, and she never said one bad thing about her. She put a guard over her mouth. Think of 1 Kings 5 with that little maid. Would to God that my Lord was within the prophet that was in Samaria that he'd heal him. You know, she didn't say a bad thing about Naaman's, her husband, cleaning up after a leper. Virtuous woman. This woman speaks wisdom. You know what? She knows the book. She knows Proverbs. She's perfect. She bridleth her tongue. Verse 27, she looketh well to the ways of her household and eateth not the bread of idleness. You know what? She's proficient in the direction of her household's going and staying in the way, not the wayside. She's a keeper of the home, as in Titus chapter 2, verse 5. Not contrary to what other people teach is that. Won't get into that. She's not slothful. She's looking ahead. She's paying attention. Verse number 28, her children arise up and call her blessed, her husband also, and he praiseth her. You know what? She's praised. You know what? I'm thankful for my mom. Certainly my mom doesn't fit all these categories, nor do I think any woman does fit all these categories. The same way no pastor's going to fit all the qualifications that are in there. There's no chance. But you know what? I'm thankful for my mom. And I praise God for my mom. You know what? I never went hungry. Always had clean clothes. Always had socks. She taught me to work. My mom worked. I know that goes against a lot of what some people think, but my mom worked. A lot of the women in here work. Proverbs 31, virtuous woman, she worked. You know, I love my wife. She's a blessing from the Lord. Same way some of you love your wives and love your moms and loved your wives that have been on to glory now. Praise God for you being here. You know, many daughters have done virtuously, but thou excellest them all. You know what? She's praised. This is a reference to the single women that aren't married, the daughters. Many of those have done virtuously, but the married one, that virtuous woman, she excels them all. I'm going to strive to be like mom someday. Strive to be like that Proverbs 31 lady. Verse number 30, favor is deceitful and beauty is vain, but a woman that feareth the Lord, she shall be praised. You know what? She's praised. She's not looking for favor or beauty or attracting attention to herself. A single woman, yeah. Trying to find a husband. I get it. But not the Proverbs 31 lady. Not in verses 11 and 12. She's not doing stuff for likes. She knows her stuff is good already. Verse number 18. She perceives that her merchandise is good. She don't need... You know what? She fears God. She knows God. That's what makes her so great. The fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom, and knowledge of the holy is understanding. We'll close with this. The Bible says, give her of the fruit of her hands, and let her own works praise her in the gates. This is what Solomon closed this book with. Closed it. He said, give this woman what she's got coming to her. You thankful for your mom this morning? You thankful for your wife? Some of them went on to glory. Praise God for you being here. Thankful for your daughters? You thankful for the Lord? You know what? Give her what she's got coming to her. She'll be known by her works. Everyone's going to know at the gates about this lady. Her fruit, whether it's good or it's bad. But you know what they're going to do? They're going to praise her. Have the piano player come. They're going to praise her because she's priceless. know why? Because her husband brags on her all the time. You know, praise her because she provides. She provides for her family, her faith, the needy, and the poor. They're going to praise her because she prepared for the hot and the cold and the extremes, physically and spiritually. They're going to praise her because she's proficient, because she uses her skills to the best of her ability and for the glory of God. They're going to praise her because she's perfect, because she openeth her mouth with wisdom, and in her tongue is a law of kindness. They're going to praise her because she's powerful, because she girdeth her loins with strength and strengthen her arms. You know what? She's praised for all of them. You know what? I pray and thank God for my mom. I pray and thank God for all you ladies here. We just have the piano player come and Brother Dan. It's not really a convicting message, not really even a salvation message. But I sure am thankful for my mom. Thankful for the women in this church. Thankful for the wives. Thankful for the Lord Jesus Christ. And you know what? All of y'all are precious. As much as we don't even say it all the time. So let's pray and we'll sing some songs. Father, I thank you for this day. Lord, I thank you for everybody here. Lord, I thank you for their moms, Lord, the daughters, Lord, the wives. Lord, I thank you for just this church family. And Father, I just pray we'll be mindful of this Proverbs 31 woman, Lord, and just be thankful. Lord, help us, Lord, just to be thankful of all the things you've given to us, Lord. I pray these things in Jesus' name. Amen.